Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
What is up, fellow patriots? This is your friendly neighborhood patriot Hannah coming at you guys. So glad you're with me today. If you're watching this or listening to it, welcome to all of my current subscribers. Love you guys. And welcome to all you new ones. So happy you're here. Guys, oh my gosh. I'm almost crying right now. I'm just so excited. Okay, I'm here sitting, like I said, this is our living room. I'm actually sitting here watching the new Matrix movie, Matrix Resurrections. Guys, there are some trying not to get too giddy, but guys, oh my gosh. Okay, look, I get it if you don't watch MKUltra stuff. I'm telling you guys, this movie is not MKUltra. I would almost bet anything it is not. Guys, this is not MKUltra stuff. This is red pilling people, okay? The new oh my gosh. And guys, we have some serious other things that have happened to a couple other things that I'll talk about too, but I'll talk a little bit more about the Matrix here in a second. What I'm going to tell you guys about a couple other things first, and then, but guys, oh my gosh, guys, I'm telling you, if watch the new Matrix movie, I am telling you guys, I'm only like 46 minutes in. Guys, there are some serious red pills here because it's made a reboot, almost like the first one and then this one. You're just going to have to go watch it, guys. I mean, it's almost like Neo, he's gotten sucked back in. And so, but he's a big game designer in the Matrix, but the Matrix people, like the alien type people, have kept him in there and stuff. I haven't gotten to the point where you find out how he kind of got sucked back into it, but one of the comments that the girl just made, cause she said, yeah, she's like, got the one who kind of came in there to get him. She said, yeah, you kind of went off. They went to great lengths to make sure you didn't die when you got shot, like at the end of the last one, the third one, whatever, that you didn't die, but that you were kept hidden away. And guys, I'm not even kidding. He says, well, I was the maker of a game in the Matrix called the Matrix. He's like, so it didn't sound like they were doing a good job. Guys, just like what the deep state does, they put it right in front of you, but you think it's fake. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and share some of that. Guys, I'm telling you, these reveals, this stuff is so freaking happening on the economic side, of it. Okay. I mean, the reval is happening at some point soon. Okay. Kuwait Iraq just finished paying Kuwait its last war reparation thing provision a couple days ago. And that's major. Okay. Mark Z was actually saying that I think was about the last thing slated to happen before the RV happens and all the revaluation, the currency valuation and stuff. Like I said, it's still, as of right now, not too late to get currencies. As far that I know, it's not too late. And like I said, it's not, you can if you want to, and you don't have to if you don't want to. So it's there and stuff if that happens. But, and like I said, it's not a question of if, it's a matter of when. But guys, Kuwait having its final payment paid to them, that is huge. Okay. They started, the first one was back in like 91 or so. It's been going on a while, but that was the last thing slated. So that's major, guys. This is huge. This really is. I know it may not seem like it, but guys, this is huge on a worldwide scale that they finished paying it. So this is huge, guys. This is so freaking huge. Okay. So Kuwait, like I said, Iraq just finished paying Kuwait. Guys, that's major. Guys, all three of these things today I'm going to be talking about are literally breaking news slash major news. Like that is huge. And it's just on a global scale. Okay, I'm going to take you guys over here and show you guys a clip. Okay, this is Greg Gutfeld's show from a couple nights ago. Cash Patel is on there. Okay, I love Cash. He's so much fun to listen to. Okay, but he got his face in a bad spot there. If he ever sees this, sorry, Cash. But guys, listen to what is being talked about on mainstream media, because Greg Gutfeld beat out Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel in the ratings in the evening. More people are watching his show than Fallon or Kimmel. And like I said, probably them combined, more than likely they're just still fudging the numbers, but there's so many people watching Gutfeld that they aren't fudging them enough. But listen to what he is talking about. This is mainstream media, guys. This is mainstream media.
He's doing some cool stuff in space and everything. He's doing a ton of stuff that you would think is so global. He is literally launching this thing called Satlink, which almost no one knows about, but he's been building for 5 years.
Wow.
Which is free Wi-Fi for the world.
Which is amazing.
The world.
It's going to change everything.
And there again, no one's talking about it. You think the Democrats would be champion.
Nobody is talking about it. And you heard what Greg said. That's the Starlink system that Charlie and Simon have been talking about. The system that's going to be part of the quantum system, but Wi-Fi that... Guys, this is just a couple nights ago. This is mainstream. Guys, you can't get any better than that. I mean, guys, this stuff is so, so happening. That's why I'm like, honestly, I'm almost here crying just because I'm so excited because this stuff is so happening. And I'm sorry. Most of you are probably like, oh my gosh, her voice is going so race. But guys, this stuff is so flipping happening. You can't make this stuff up. This is mainstream media that they're talking about, the Satlink systems. I mean, the Starlink or Satlink or whatever, guys, free Wi-Fi to the entire world. And Greg's like, it's going to change everything. I'm telling you guys, Greg Gutfeld is an awesome show to watch. I mean, not necessarily on like the news or whatever, because some of them are not for sure what is, but I'm telling you guys, Greg knows. And I'm telling you, he's helping to red pill people through humor. Because I think that's what even some of this is. My dad and I have talked about, I really do think that some of this with Greg Gutfeld has kind of been slowly red pilling people through humor. Cause you know, sometimes if you, it helps with the cognitive dissonance if you do it through humor. And I really think that's what Greg is doing here, guys. And I mean, like I said, the Matrix movie. Oh my gosh. I'm literally so floored, guys. There are red pills, there's reveals happening everywhere, guys. People are standing up at the local level. That's why Texas is building its own border wall. Like, I mean, and obviously when I say all this, that's granted that we're being told the real news. I really think it is on that and stuff, but sometimes, you know, some of the news we hear isn't and stuff real. But guys, the currency revaluation is getting so close to happening, okay? Like currencies like dong, dinar, they're getting so close to happening. These people are fully staffed. And like I said, it still may be a little bit, but I'm like, every single day I get more and more excited, okay? And the Matrix Resurrections, look, I think you get a free trial of it through maybe Amazon Prime and through Hulu, I think. I think through Hulu, if you have a Hulu account, you may get like a 3-day free trial or something. But even if not, like even if you don't have that, guys, I would encourage you. I think it's like $9.99 a month with ads and $14.99 without ads. Guys, if you don't mind watching, like I said, it is R-rated. And actually here, I'm going to leave a couple of these links here. These are things you can read. This is from Focus on the Family Plugged In. Like I said, Focus on the Family is a good organization. Jim Daly, he's made a lot of compromises. I know he's pushing the jab and stuff like that. So not with that. Whenever James Dobson was under, it's a great Christian family organization. He was better and stuff over it. But it goes through and tells you like all the sex, the language, violence and stuff that's in there. So there's that. And it'll tell you if something's a spoiler or whatever. So you just don't have to look at that and stuff. But it tells you like the content and stuff. And same thing over here with Common Sense Media. It just goes through and tells you like what's in it. For any of you who maybe like don't want to watch it, if it's got like certain language or a certain nudity. I don't think there's any nudity in it. There might be partial or something. I don't really know. I didn't look. But guys, I would so encourage you guys to go watch this movie. Okay. This is so, guys, things are happening across the board. Okay. I mean, people are standing up across the world on these vaccines and the mandates. And I mean, they're pushing back everywhere. I mean, Americans are finally starting to, because talking about the lockdowns, they're like, we're not having this again. Guys, this thing is totally happening. And these reveals are happening everywhere. Everywhere. Like I said, Greg Gutfeld, they're talking about what Charlie and Simon have been talking about. It's later, obviously, like two years later than what they were talking about, but it's happening now. Guys, these reveals, I'm telling you, Greg has talked about so many things on his show. Guys, he is slowly getting people ready, and so many of these are. This stuff, these reveals are happening. They so are. The Matrix Resurrections, guys, I would tell you it's $10 to $15, depending on whether you don't mind the ads in between or not. I mean, just to watch that one thing. I mean, or you can go to the movies and see it, but just for that one thing, go watch that movie. Okay. Now, I don't know who's over it. I don't know if it's the White Hats or the Black Hats. I would bank that this is the White Hats doing it. And the same thing, like I said, with American Horror Story, because there's a difference, because for all this time, MKUltra, you know, has been throwing it in our face. You know, we're doing this stuff to the children. We're torturing them, adrenochrome, all that stuff. Like, we think you're stupid. The American people, we think you're stupid. Nothing but dogs, like worse than scum. Okay, guys, there has been a shift in a lot of these mainstream shows and TV. And you, I can see, because I've grown up watching this TV. I've grown up watching these movies. I've grown up seeing these actors and actresses. That's how I know that it's not them. I don't know who's doing it and why it's not them, whether it's because they're a Gitmo or whatever, but it's not them. And same thing with the movies and stuff. I've grown up watching this, okay? And guys, there has been a shift, okay? In American Horror Story, there was a shift. The Matrix movie, how it's made here, it's made out to be, they're calling it a reboot, but red pilling, and I'm telling you, since a lot of the White Hats have gotten a lot of these Hollywood people out, like I said, probably the White Hats are the ones doing a lot of these movies to red pill people. And I'm telling you, it's working. It is working, and it's right there. So Kuwait, Iraq, I mean, there's that. Cash Patel talking about 3-5 flying to the entire world from Musk's system. Guys, these reveals are happening, and this stuff is so freaking happening. And I know you probably tell how excited I am. I'm so excited, even if it takes a while. Like I said, between now and 3 years, I really think it's going to be sooner. But between now and like 2.5 to 3 years, 99.9% chance this stuff, excuse me again, is going, I'm getting myself worked up, it's going to happen. Okay, and whatever we have to go through, I know it's going to be rough. I know it's going to be hard, and people are going to die. That it's going to be a hard time. There's going to be death. But guys, on the other side of this, this is going to be amazing. These reveals are happening everywhere. Okay. Thank you guys so much for watching today's episode. This is your friendly neighborhood patron Hannah signing off. Oh my gosh, I'm just so excited here. I love all you guys. Stay encouraged. Love each other. Just keep your eyes open, because the what is coming and these revals, I mean, you're probably going to be like, what the heck just happened? So stay encouraged, Patriots, because the good guys have this and we've already won. But the world's going to know soon at large that we won.
I called General Flynn. I said, General Flynn, I feel like God wants us to team up to do a Reopen America tour and we get people back to God. And he says, I know. I'm going, you know?
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by God, you know the thing.
I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this.
I believe America is supposed to be that shining city on the hill, the beacon of freedom.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction.
You gotta make sure you tell me the full thing.
These vaccines are zero liability.
There's so much fake information.
It's that David and Goliath thing.
Their agenda is not God's agenda.
Why will the churches not stand up?
I'm trying to save America.
I believe we're in the greatest revival in history.
Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.